Cole woke often during the night, afraid he might oversleep. He kept lifting the tent flap and peering out. When it seemed the night would last forever, the blackness finally softened into a dull gray. Cole could see the point of rocks at the opening of the bay. He dragged himself out of his bag. It was time to go to the pond. The rain had let up, so he rolled his clothes into a bundle and crawled outside the tent to dress. Even without the rain, the air had a brisk edge to it. Cole couldn't believe he was getting up this early to go sit in a freezing river. Maybe a jail cell wouldn't be so bad. As he headed out from camp, he wondered if Edwin and Garvey had been serious about returning him to Minneapolis. He kicked a small rock into the water. Cole reached the stream and splashed along the bank toward the pond. Under his arm, he carried a towel. He was so lost in his thoughts, a low-hanging branch smacked him hard in the forehead. He bent over, grimacing, momentarily dazed. Then he continued. When he reached the pond, Cole hesitated. It would be easy not to soak or carry the rock. All he needed to do was make up a good story before returning to camp. But something told Cole that Edwin and Garvey couldn't be lied to this morning. Immediately, he stripped and waded into the icy water. The pool didn't seem quite so cold as the first morning they had come, but still it took his breath away as he crouched and lowered himself in. He held his breath and breaststroked over to the rocky bench. Hugging his arms tightly to his chest, he sat shivering and looking around at the water, the trees, and the dawn sky. His whole body was peppered with goosebumps. He wondered how long he could stay in the pool. Edwin had sat calmly, as if sitting in a warm bathtub. Cole tried closing his eyes. Maybe it would help to concentrate on something else. He drew air slowly past his lips and let it escape the way he had seen Edwin breathe. Over and over he breathed, trying to clear his mind. Gradually, he quit hugging his chest and let his arms drift out and away from his body until they hung suspended in the water. Cole found that if he sat completely still, his numb skin actually felt warm. He breathed deliberately, imagining himself as calm as the pond. Slowly, his eyes opened, and he looked at the sky reflecting in the water. The floating clouds glowed red with the coming sunrise. A flicker of movement in the reflection made Cole glance up, but then he realized the movement was a fish hovering near his knees. Holding his breath, Cole watched the silver fish. He wondered how the trout would taste for breakfast. At the same instant he thought of eating the fish, it moved off and disappeared. Cole released his breath. Had he moved? Was that what scared the fish? Or had his thoughts exposed his presence? Surely the fish couldn't sense his thoughts. When Cole breathed again, he noticed that his breaths had cooled as if he were sucking on a menthol cough drop. He also noticed that in the water his joints didn't ache, nor did he feel pain in his blistered hands. His few thoughts seemed distant from his body. The cold water somehow suspended his whole existence.